Big topics, big ideas, big sky. Montana Talks.
All right, you guys are going to think that we're doing an emergency broadcast test today here. Hey, yeah, maybe you would have thought you would have had one yesterday when John Jackson was in the house. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, that we're going to have at least 1 hour, maybe 4 hours, where you're going to hear nothing but beep, 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 beep. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. I thought only PBS did those. I thought only Montana Public Radio did emergency broadcasts. Yeah, you would think when you see all the fake news liberal propaganda on the TV stations and in the newspapers here in Montana, they love to prop up public radio. They don't like to give so much attention to, you know, non-taxpayer-funded radio, though. You notice that one, right? Oh, that's right. Oh, you mean PBS and public radio aren't the only radio stations and TV stations that do the beep? This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is just a test. This is just a... You mean there's like 15 radio stations in Billings, Montana? Half a dozen at least in Bozeman, half a dozen at least in Butte? You mean they all do emergency broadcast messages? Yes. Yes, that's what they do. And they don't need 10 to 20% of their budget coming from your taxpayer dollars in order to do those emergency broadcast messages. But you read all this fake news media here, and it's like, my goodness. Oh, if TBS doesn't get your taxpayer dollars, how will they put out an emergency broadcast? Well, first off, there's dozens and dozens of other broadcasters in the state of Montana that will put out emergency broadcasts and other useful information. In fact, man, case in point, remember there was a big fire. It broke out one night in Malta, Montana, right on the edge of town. And you know who was manning the board in Malta, Montana? It was KMMR, a privately owned radio station, not getting federal taxpayer subsidies. They were putting out and pumping out the information, not only on the radio, but on their Facebook page and other social media pages as well. And thankfully, all those homes were saved because of those incredible first responders and volunteer firefighters and others. And you could see the charred, you know, land all the way up to the back porch of some of these houses. Did PBS put out an emergency broadcast? Did public radio get out an emergency? Maybe they did. It was a local privately owned radio station that doesn't get federal taxpayer subsidies that put out this is not just a test, an actual emergency broadcast message, for Pete's sake. Anyway, and you see that, oh, the Helena IR. Well, look, Fort Belknap has a public radio station. I get hateful messages from some left-wing activist who works for that station, I think. How will emergency information get out to Fort Belknap if they don't have this public radio station getting taxpayer dollars? First off, that public radio station isn't going to go away. They still get plenty of money. Some lefty liberal donor will fund them. They're not going anywhere. But second off, there is at least half a dozen radio stations that cover that area. Some great privately owned radio stations out of Havre still locally owned. You got Malta that's still locally owned. Give me a break. But anyway, back to the beep, beep, beep. Hunter Biden, John Stewart, and the rest of the left-wingers after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today, along with some scattered showers and storms possible, mainly in the afternoon. High temperature readings will, meanwhile, stay up around 80. For tonight, scattered shower and storm chances, especially early, and then temperatures will drop back down to the lower 50s in Bozeman to about the 60-degree range in Billings. Partly sunny skies develop Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
Over the next 3 years, the spotlight will be on America with Olympic and Paralympic Games, a World Cup, and as Homeland Security Subcommittee Task Force Chair Mike McCall said, let's not forget
the celebration of the United States' 250th birthday.
Safety at those events will be a priority. At a hearing, lawmakers look to learn from past lessons, such as the Boston Marathon bombing. Retired Boston cop Ed Davis said a terrorist was caught
by breaking down agency silos, but actively seeking out what is unknown through cooperative efforts.
Kansas City Police Chief Stacey Graves discussed the deadly shooting at a Super Bowl celebration in 2024.
Underscoring the unpredictable nature of such open-air public events.
Members of Congress say they want to know what all areas from big cities to tribal lands need to make America not only welcoming but safe as these global events happen. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, I bet you guys had a ton of fun with John Jackson, the Joker from X, all 4 hours on the show yesterday. I was seeing some of the messages that came in on the Montana Talks app, and great to see those messages. I need to go back and listen to some of the podcast audio, but as I was pulling up my audio files here this morning, I see that you guys must have talked about this one. Oh, my goodness. I knew John was going to have some fun on the show yesterday. I mean, Hunter Biden and this podcast interview that Hunter Biden did, that's where all the beep, 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 beeps come in. Hunter Biden versus the Obama bros. Jesse Waters had such a stellar segment last night. Sean Hannity had an incredible segment as well. Before we get to Hunter Biden, though, you know, the comment that I think has really got people fired up. I shared this on X yesterday. I shared it on facebook.com/Flint Report as well. And, man, getting a ton of great comments on both platforms, just like I'm sure you had great calls coming in, messages coming in yesterday, live on the radio as well. But before we get to Hunter versus the Obama bros and Hunter Biden's servants' comments, Remember the liberals in Big Sky? Who's going to shovel our sidewalks? Who's going to pick our lettuce? Who's going to pick our cotton? The common refrain of Democrats since the 1800s, right? It's just before we get to all that, Kellyanne Conway had some great remarks on that front as well. But let's start with the other beep, beep, beep moment. Here you go. The liberal late night comedians, well, not so comedy comedians anymore, but the liberal late night talk show hosts pretending to be victims. You guys are tracking Stephen Colbert's show got canceled, and then Jon Stewart, and Jon Stewart actually is a funny guy. He's still funny to this day. He's very liberal, but at least he's still funny. But of course, he had to come to bat for Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert was one of the underlings on The Daily Show back in the day, but his program is just not popular. They're losing $40 million a year at CBS. Imagine that. How do you lose $40 million a year and still keep running? But now they're all pretending to be victims, as Jesse Waters pointed out last night.
The shows that you now seek to cancel, censor, and control, a not insignificant portion of that $8 billion value came from those shows. Don't f*** us out!
Democrats are throwing themselves a pity party for a fired millionaire who was losing CBS $40 million a year. When the Keystone Pipeline workers got laid off by AutoPen, or the soldiers were fired for not getting vaxxed, Democrats said, too bad. But a guy making $20 million a year is told his show's over, and they show up and mourn him like it's an open casket funeral.
On Friday, Donald Trump posted, "I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. His talent was even less than his ratings."
How dare you, sir? Would an untalented man be able to compose the following satirical witticism? Go yourself.
TDS is when you lose the company tens of millions of dollars and then get fired and blame Trump. You know how you can turn it all around? You doge half your staff, tell a bunch of Hillary jokes. It wouldn't kill you, although she might. And bring on some different guests. Maybe a Republican for once. Or maybe Hunter. Now that's a late show America would watch.
Oh, man. What a segment there by Jesse Waters. It won't kill you. She might. Oh, but let me go back to the beep, beep, beep for just a second here. Let me see if I cued it back in the right spot here. Again, this is not a test. This is not a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is an actual emergency for the liberal left. This is an actual emergency for the Democrat Party because they are in full meltdown mode. They are such a failure. They are such a train wreck. They are in full meltdown mode. On that front, by the way, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich was on with Sean Hannity last night. This was very interesting. So basically, another angle to this whole Hunter Biden story, the other beep, beep, beep we'll get to here in just a few minutes. The other angle to this Hunter Biden story is, you know, he's lashing out at all the Obama bros. And as Kellyanne Conway pointed out, the same Obama bros who stood up for Hunter and defended him and buried all of his BS, and look at how quick he is to throw them under the bus now. But what was very interesting is that, look, no matter how much of a meltdown is the Democrat Party is in right now, you still can't take things for granted heading into the midterm elections next year. Because the Democrats are still going to be hungry to try to win back some power to push their insanity here. And what happens with a lot of Trump voters, be honest with yourselves, you don't show up in midterm elections like you do for presidential elections. So there's going to be a lot of Trump voters and a lot of Trump supporters out there that are going to say, oh, Trump's got it. Yeah, it's all fine. Yeah, I don't have to do anything anymore. And that's how you lose. And that's how we lose our country. And that's how this insanity takes hold once again. Oh, don't need to show up for the midterm elections. And so, but this is maybe the bright side. Maybe we'll save this one for Friday with Becky. Newt Gingrich is reacting to something a leading Democrat said, that if Mamdani wins the mayoral race in New York City, the GOP holds the House in the midterms regardless. All right, stand by. Beep.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There are two subway lines which connect the U.S. Capitol with the Senate office buildings. One old-school trolley-type subway stretches from the Capitol to the Russell Senate office building. A more modern monorail stretches between the Capitol and the Dirksen and Hart Senate office buildings. But the system keeps breaking down. Democratic Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says he's been stuck on the subway about 20 times. Others, like Republican Mike Rounds of South Dakota, walks. Rounds says he gets in 50,000 steps, hoofing it from the Hart building and back. But the breakdowns are annoying lawmakers. They use the train to get to the Capitol to save time. And if it breaks down, that interferes with them getting to the floor to vote or making hearings. One estimate is that the longer, more modern subway line only saves 90 seconds for those traversing between the Capitol and the Hart building. It's even less time if you're traveling from Dirksen. Democratic Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz says the subway needs improvements, but it's not a priority of lawmakers trying to run the country. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Oh, man, I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. Tuesday's Montana Talks, it might get a little Western around here. Our friend John Jackson, the Joker from X. You know, whenever he's with us on the show, it's the most unwoke hour of the week. He has taken the reins of Tuesday's Montana Talks. He'll be here for the full show, taking your phone calls and more. You know how the show rolls, though. You can call in. You can message us on the Montana Talks app and more. Tuesday's Montana Talks, John Jackson in the house.
Watch out!
They got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Pistol braces are okay again. An agreement reached between the Firearms Policy Coalition and the U.S. Justice Department now means the federal government will no longer defend the Biden-era ATF rule that effectively banned pistol braces, the devices that allowed one to secure a pistol-gripped firearm to one's wrist as a stabilizer. In essence, the ATF rule classified many firearms with the brace as short-barreled rifles subject to control under the National Firearms Act. The federal courts never went along with that, but the Biden administration was still defending and appealing. Now the Trump administration will abandon that defense. The DOJ submitted its stipulation for dismissal to the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The ATF under President Trump now has yet to repeal that rule, however, but Second Amendment watchers are hoping this change is coming. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, this morning, I'm in Moscow, Idaho, which is hosting the 2025 American Lamb Summit. And our coverage this week is sponsored by the American Sheep Industry Association, powered by producers for producers since 1865. Learn more at sheepusa.org. American Lamb Board Chairman and Kansas producer Jeff Ebert says that they're excited to get the third annual American Lamb Summit underway today at the University of Idaho.
The biggest thing is we just want to keep the momentum of the American sheep industry moving forward. So we're excited to be in the West this year where big sheep numbers are. And just to bring people together from all facets of the industry and to share ideas and work together to try to keep our industry moving forward is our main focus.
And he says the American Lamb Summit will explore the newest trends and opportunities to help boost the competitiveness of the U.S. sheep market.
We're still not sure exactly what the tariff will do to the imports, but we want to be prepared as an industry if we see a decline in imported meat, imported lamb coming in, where we can fill some of that void with, you know, new producers and growing industry. So, you know, and like you said, there's, you know, many different topics that are covered here, anywhere from, you know, production side of it to the packing side of it, and everywhere in between. So it's just an exciting time and a very exciting event that we're hosting.
Now, for more information about the American Lamb Board and this week's American Lamb Summit here in Moscow, Idaho, and other programs lamb checkoff dollars are being invested in, just visit lambboard.com. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Cattle Producers Western Video Market just wrapped up its Silver Legacy Sale in Reno, Nevada. And what a sale it was. Tremendous buyer demand and record prices for calves and yearlings. Now, their next big summer video sale is August 11th and 12th from Little America in Cheyenne, Wyoming. However, the consignment deadline is this Thursday, July 24th. So let the professionals at Western Video Market go to work for you and bring top dollar for your cattle. Contact your local Western Video Market rep today or visit WVMCattle.com. It's time to enter your sheep photos in the American Sheep Industry Association's photo contest. For 2025, there are five exciting categories: scenic, white wool sheep, naturally colored sheep, hair sheep, and open. Winners in each category will receive cash prizes. And new this year, there's a People's Choice Award decided by online voting. So don't miss the deadline. All entries are due by 5 p.m. Mountain Time on August 1st. For all the details and to submit those entries, visit sheepusa.org. Well, Crop Scouts are gathering in North Dakota this week for this year's Wheat Quality Council's 2025 Spring Wheat and Durham Tour. And they say this year, participants will likely be treated to some very good crop conditions. In fact, according to USDA's Weekly Crop Progress Report, 54% of this year's spring wheat crop is in good to excellent condition, with some very good ratings coming out of Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. However, this year's overall crop condition in Montana is being affected by some severe drought conditions there, where only 4% of the crop is in good to excellent condition. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I was a little behind in my show prep here this morning because I wanted to get several. Yeah, I got to check out thefederalist.com as well. Got to check out some more of the local sources as well, although you're finding less and less there all the time. Finding a lot on the Montana Talks website right now. Here's some of the stories that I posted yesterday morning. Waitresses rejoice. What's in the big, beautiful bill for Montana? It's got a full laundry list that was put out by Senator Steve Daines' office talking about some very Montana-specific stuff included in the one big, beautiful bill. Plus, you got to see these photographs. Crazy crawdads. Do you guys call them crawdads? My stepdad called them crawdaddies, catching crawdaddies out there on the river. These things are crazy looking. They look like lobsters. That's right, Jerry. They look like lobsters. Go to Red Lobster with the... These are crawfish, crayfish, crawdads, whatever you call them. They're crazy looking on the Clark Fork River in western Montana. My goodness. So that's a couple of stories I posted on the Montana Talks website. And then we've got contributors across the state sharing some interesting information as well. Let's see. The Montana Knife Company grows from garage to state-of-the-art facility. Yeah, Josh Smith, you know, we caught up with him in D.C. during Trump's inauguration. Man, massive expansion for an incredible Montana company, the Montana Knife Company. So Peter's got that story for us. Another story out of Missoula. Attack at the Missoula shelter leaves man with serious injuries. Have you guys noticed this about the people who claim to be, you know, the people who claim to be more compassionate than you, the people that claim to care more about other people than you do, and yet look at what they bring in to threaten our local homeless population. You think about it, you got local homeless people that are struggling, and Montanans have always wanted to care for homeless local folks, right? What do the Democrats do? They bring in these transients from out of state. They commit all these crimes. And they attack the most vulnerable in our communities oftentimes. So another story out of Missoula. And then you remember Bozeman. Recently this happened. An illegal alien stabbed a guy in the neck at the warming shelter in Bozeman. One of the commenters out of Missoula said, it just hurts my head to think, why do they have a warming shelter in Bozeman in the summertime? It'll get cold a little bit in the summertime. But anyway, I thought that was an interesting comment from one of our listeners there. But yeah, these people who claim to care so much more about everybody than you do, they virtue signal all the time. They tell you how hateful you are because you don't think that illegal aliens should be smuggling drugs and children into this country to be sex trafficked or forced into child labor. But they claim that they care more about people than you do. They claim to care more about the homeless than you do. Yet they import a transient criminal population that attacks actual homeless people that are struggling in Montana. They bring in illegal aliens that stab homeless people in the neck in Bozeman, but they care more than you do. Look at all the ribbons. Look at all the ribbons they wear. Look at their rainbow flags. They care more than you do. In the KTVQ television website, Wyoming Highway closed after semi nearly plunges off of cliff. Wow, this is the highway 14A, about 22 miles east of Lovell, Wyoming, which, of course, is only about, 90 miles south of Billings, Montana, so just across the state line there. But, oh, my goodness, look at the photographs of that thing. The whole trailer is basically facing straight down the cliff. Somehow, the cab of that semi has the front driver's side wheel still clinging to the guardrail. Yikes. My goodness. You would have needed some of Joe Biden's underpants if you were the driver of that semi that day. I'll tell you what. Okay, back to speaking of the Bidens, let's go back to the Biden crime family and the beep, beep, beep theme of the morning here. Let's see. Hunter Biden versus the Obama bros. Here you go, Jesse. Another great clip from Jesse Waters' segment last night.
Because the Chicago boys came out firing at the big guy and the little guy.
It's 3 hours of Hunter
playing the victim, and he like rages at us, and he rages at Axelrod and Clooney.
You were a liability. You should be ashamed of the ways in which you made your father's political life worse. And like the idea that we're going to listen to you now, like give me a grace.
These Obama guys covered up for Hunter for 4 years, covered up the laptop, said there was no crime there, said he was just an addict who loved his daddy. And now they call him a sleazy liability. And now they're also like, also, your dad was sleepy.
Hunter's on a tour right now. And just going forward, I think the lesson to learn is, because hopefully we're not going to have an 80-something-year-old geriatric candidate again. There's some other weird he said he blames the debate on his Biden's staff, saying they gave him Ambien on his foreign trip. But like, Biden got back from the G7 on June 14th. The debate was June 27th. A lot of if Ambien was the issue, like, I don't think it's Ambien. It's age.
Joe is a lucky skeleton who stumbled into the White House with a sack full of COVID mail-in ballots. And the left was pumped because they could just auto-pen their wish list into law during nap time. But Otto Penn Jr.'s on the warpath, and he's calling the Obama boys grifters, still dining out on the Messiah's legacy.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. But, yeah, lots of beeps here. I wonder if anybody was keeping count. Was anybody doing little hash marks for all the beeps that we had to have there in the first hour of the show? Of course, we are your Fox News affiliate here on your local radio stations. Cameron in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. This is a good point here. The turn of society to vulgarity is easily seen with how much more people of influence let their mouths loose. Good point there by Cameron and Billings. Yeah. Have you noticed? Have you noticed too, like again, we're not pearl clutchers around here, but all the people that drop F-bombs and stuff in front of kids, have you noticed how that's just like happens all the time now? It never used to really be a thing.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, random thought here. I'm going to lean on guys like Mike and Big Timber and other. You guys give me some feedback here. So I was catching up on some news headlines during the break here. The Montana Free Press, liberal-leaning news outfit, of course. But here's one headline they've got here. The city of Big Timber is set to sell millions of gallons of its water to the Crazy Mountain Ranch. So if you guys haven't been following this story, so this Crazy Mountain Ranch, they want to start a new golf course, et cetera. And so anyway, they got into a pickle with the state DNRC because they were going to start watering the golf course. And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. DNRC's like, hey, you got to come to us before you start using just random old water there. So if I'm reading this right here, it looks like they're saying, okay, well, now we're not going to just use the water. We're going to purchase it from the city of Big Timber. So anyway, that's kind of interesting. What I also find interesting is, have you noticed how there's these crazy left-wing activists that are now descending upon the Crazy Mountains? Former tester staffers and those nut jobs that always want to shut down your access to your so-called public lands. And they're just picking all these fights with people in the Crazy Mountains, and they just want all the people in the crazies going crazy, fighting each other and attacking each other. Have you noticed that? That's what the Democrats love to do. That's what the radical environmentalists love to do. So that's why the radical environmentalists, including former staffers to left-wing wacko John Tester, are descending upon the Crazy Mountains because they want to get you guys fighting each other. They want you to be bitter and angry, neighbor versus neighbor. So that the environmentalists can move in and then lock you out of your so-called public lands. That's what they're working on. That's what they're trying to do here. But the random thought here, though, is as I see this article, and again, just knee-jerk reaction here. The environmental wackos want you to believe that if we use the water here in Montana, that the water's gone. If they put that water on that grass over there, if they put that water on that ranch over there, the water's gone. It's like, you environmental wackos want to send all of our water downstream. That's how the water actually gets gone. Irrigation is another form of saving the water, of keeping the water here in Montana. It's also another form of wildfire mitigation. It's another form of improving wildlife habitat. We saw this in California, where the environmental wackos go in and they tear out the dams. And what are they doing in California right now? They're creating fake beaver dams. Why are they creating fake beaver dams? Not just to hold back a little bit of water instead of pissing it out in the ocean, pardon my French here, but they're creating fake beaver dams so that they can keep the water, so they can keep the water, because the water that's out there isn't just in that stream. It isn't just in that river. It isn't just in that reservoir. It isn't just in that pond. It isn't just in that lake. The water that's out there is also in the ground. And when it's in the ground, it helps the land and makes it more wildfire resistant. And if you just pee it all downstream, it's not in the land. It's not in the ground. So if they're watering their land, that's yet another way of keeping more of the water here in Montana. Anyway, random thought, random sidebar. I thought that was an interesting story that caught my eye. Yeah. Am I right? Am I wrong? Is there another angle to the story? You tell me. Like that, like those great auctioneers. You tell me. All right. Back to the beep, beep, beeps of the day here. So Hunter versus the Obama bros. Man, I know I'm playing some extended clips here this morning. Of course, we are your Fox News affiliate. But this is just too good to just use a short soundbite here. So Kellyanne Conway, I think she was on with Hannity last night. So you guys just heard Jesse Waters had a great segment where he was talking about how now the Obama bros are calling Joe Biden Sleepy Joe and, you know, Hunter a crazy crack addict. Basically, everything that you knew about Joe Biden, everything that you knew about Hunter Biden, and they said, no, come on, you that's not true. They're now saying it, right? It's kind of like COVID-19. Everything we were right about, they're now saying, well, you know, looking back. Same thing with the Obama bros that are now ticked at Hunter Biden because, you know, Hunter's attacking all of them for what he believes is throwing his dad under the bus. But Kellyanne Conway made a great point about the Obama bros v. Hunter Biden.
Really upset about illegal immigration. F*** you. How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you got food on your table? Who do you think washes your dishes? White men in America are 45 more times likely to commit a violent crime than an immigrant.
There you go. Thanks, Hunter. It's been 1 year since his father quit the 2024 race in disgrace. Now Hunter Biden melting down over the deportations of those who entered illegally under his dad. How about to the tune of 10 million? Hunter also raging at the president himself.
It's a crime. What they're doing. He's a dictator thug.
Kelly or Trump?
Both.
Fox News contributor, former counsel to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, joins us now. Kellyanne, your witness.
Wow. Hunter Biden's view of immigrants is unbelievably lacking in dignity and humanity, the legal immigrants who come here to work hard. But he thinks diversity in his party now is one illegal to dust, one to do the dishes, one to diaper your child. It's unbelievable the way he just looks at people. And this is a man filled with rage who now has absolutely no platform and purpose because people were paying $500,000 for his ridiculous paintings because dad was the commander in chief. That's long gone. Also, Brian, I want to note for everyone that he's attacking people he feels betrayed his father and didn't stick by his father, who also stuck by him. Anita Dunn made excuses for Hunter Biden for years, as did her husband, Bob Bauer. You've got folks in the administration, folks in the cabinet. You've got these 51 intelligence officers who claimed that Hunter's laptop, which we know is authentic and real and embarrassing and humiliating him and his family and every Democrat, They have beclowned themselves. I see them around town. They're shadows of themselves because they beclown themselves sticking up for Hunter Biden. So the same people who defended his father's acuity, agility, ability were also defending this grifter and this drifter. I think the Republican National Committee, if not the MAGA Inc., should put Hunter Biden on a retainer immediately. He's one of our best communicators.
Wow, what great comments there from Kellyanne Conway. All right, I made some comments a few minutes ago about water. To quote the water boy, there's some high-quality H2O here in Montana. Let's see what Kevin in Billings has to say about this high-quality H2O. What's going on, Kevin?
So if anybody's... So the local government interim committee met yesterday in Helena, and that was one of the discussion points in one of their study bills is going to be looking at some of these exempt wells and wells in these subdivisions and people living outside of the city and... building their house and punching their well, and how does that affect the aquifers? And so there's going to be some thought process going through this. Like I said, the local government interim committee. So if anybody's interested in that issue, and water is a hot topic. I mean, it's a huge issue right now with some of these rural waters and how that is affecting a lot of people's lives and livelihoods and where they live and other people's livelihoods. And they talked about, you know, some of these subdivisions that got built and, you know, there was plenty of water early and now they're starting to have some water issue problems in some of these outlying bigger subdivisions. And so it's going to be an interesting topic. And like I said, if anybody's, and I'm sure people are interested in.
Oh, definitely.
It's going to be a. Well, it's information there.
Water is always such a massive topic. It's always the big fight, isn't it, Kevin? I mean, that's everybody knows the quote now, which is whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. And so, is this the Water Policy Interim Committee? Is that the one you're talking about?
No. Local Government Interim.
Local Government Interim Committee. Okay, great. Yeah, no, that's good because that's a very important conversation. What I'm going to do is I want to recon who is on that.
Forrest Mandeville's the chairman. Daniel Zolikoff from Billings is on there. Oberlander from Shepherd. And those are some of the local ones.
So they got some smart people on there. Very good, yeah. I see Larry Brewster's on there, too, former Billings City Council.
No,
is he not on
not
there?
On local, not on local government.
Oh, this He's is 23 credit. To 2024. I don't know why. I just tried to Google it. Why is it giving me the 23 to 2024? Why doesn't the new one pull up, right? Okay, well, it's probably Google's fault because Google stinks now. No, that's a very important topic. We should get Forrest Mandeville, Daniel Zolnikov, a couple of very smart guys, some other smart folks on there. Because, yeah, I mean, look, it's a big debate, and you've got different interests. Even some of the farm and ranch groups are divided on the topic. You know, the Farm Bureau might have one opinion. Stock growers might have another opinion. But my opinion is this. We have the water in Montana. We just let it all go downstream every year. And so instead, you got you know, cities picking fights with counties, counties picking fights with cities. New subdivisions and builders, you know, wanting this, others not wanting that. Look, at the end of the day, we need housing, and the cities make it harder to build housing, so they're forcing it out into the counties, and now they're trying to say, well, you can't build there either, right?
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The FBI did not review thumb drives containing potentially significant evidence while investigating Hillary Clinton's private email server, according to this classified report. FBI draft memo, May of 2016, stating reviewing the thumb drives would be necessary to conduct a thorough and complete investigation, including assessing national security risks associated with the private server, yet the agency never finalized the memorandum or submitted this request to the department, according to this document released by Senator Chuck Grassley of the Senate Judiciary Committee. They purposely set this whole thing up.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, how many times have you told someone, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Now, that's great advice for most things, but not so much for your cell phone. Look, likely over time, the battery will fade, the processor can't keep up, and maybe it's even fallen in the toilet one too many times. Now, fortunately, thanks to PureTalk, your cell phone is something you can replace without feeling guilty. when you switch to Pure Talk this month, they're going to give you a Samsung Galaxy A36 for free with a $35 qualifying plan. Just $35 a month for talk and text and data and a free Samsung phone with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that lasts all day. It's all on America's most dependable 5G network. Look, supporting companies like Pure Talk is a good thing. To switch, it is simple, it is fast, it is easy. You dial #250, say the keyword save now to get your free phone today. That's #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today, along with some scattered showers and storms possible, mainly in the afternoon. High temperature readings will, meanwhile, stay up around 80. For tonight, scattered shower and storm chances, especially early, and then temperatures will drop back down to the lower 50s in Bozeman to about the 60-degree range in Billings. Partly sunny skies develop Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
President Trump wants the Washington Redskins name back. Will the logo honoring a legendary Blackfeet Nation leader once again be restored? Hey, if you guys missed it, over the weekend, President Trump had a post on Truth Social calling for the NFL to restore the Washington Redskins name. He throttled down with another post on Truth Social. Check it out. I've got all that and more. MontanaTalks.com. Better yet, get the Montana Talks app. You'll see it.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, we got so much to talk about here this morning, but I love hearing from you and what you want to talk about. Great insight there from Kevin in Billings. Thanks for flagging that story about the interim water committee as I just kind of randomly threw. That's why I love throwing random stuff out from time to time. It's kind of just like throwing a line out there in the water and seeing what you might catch. And Kevin in Billings, this guy, if you guys have never met Kevin in Billings, he follows local and city governments. This guy truly is a citizen watchdog. I mean, I'll bet if you talk to anybody on the Billings City Council or anybody in the Yellowstone County Commission, they will know Kevin. When I was at the groundbreaking for the Signal Peak Ice Arena, where beautiful, clean Montana Coal is helping to build a beautiful, clean indoor ice arena now in Billings. There was Kevin. Anyways, he's just, for as long as I've been on the radio, Kevin in Billings has been keeping local governments, holding local governments accountable. So thanks for that. Let's see. What do we want to sneak on here before we run out of time this hour of the show? But don't worry, we got 3 hours more to go. We still won't cover it all, of course. But earlier this hour, I mentioned Newt Gingrich was on with Sean Hannity last night. By the way, I was doing a lot of sitting around yesterday and the night before, preparing for a colonoscopy. First ever, I finally hit that age where I was eligible to get a colonoscopy, and so I was like, you know what, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it, right? It's that important, you know? If you don't like medical stuff, hey, imagine the medical stuff you'd have to deal with if you get colon cancer. So I'm like, I'm going to go get this test done, get this procedure done just to check. And I would encourage other folks to do it as well. It's the number two killer behind lung cancer right now, they were telling me. All clear, by the way. All clear. They knock you out, so you're just like, oh, you wake up. It's like you just had a nap. Thankfully, you don't remember a thing. And luckily, I didn't even really feel a thing afterwards either. So, but anyway, so I was doing a lot of sit around. I've been reading Newt Gingrich's new book, Trump's Triumph, and just loving the book. But Newt was on with Sean Hannity last night. He talked about this new Democrat coalition that is forming. And maybe I'll get to that in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. But he also, Sean Hannity kind of teed up the conversation here. He talked about how if this Kami Mamdani wins the New York City mayoral race, that will help House Republicans hold the House and keep Congress in Republican control.
Why won't they speak out? I mean, there was a report today, Mark Halpern is a pretty smart guy and he has really good political insight, and he made the observations that Jeffries even is saying privately that if Mamdani wins, he doesn't think that the Democrats can take back the House. Why won't they say it publicly?
I think the energy, the money, people like George Soros, a variety of other groups who've been pouring money into these systems. Remember, Mamdani had huge amounts of money, as the New York Post reported, that really financed the grassroots effort to turn out millions and millions of dollars. So what they're faced with is the organized energy on the left is there. It's militant. It's aggressive. It's hateful. And if you stand up against them, they're going to savage you. They're going to attack you. And they're going to drive you out of public life. And I think as a result, and also look at the age thing. And Schumer is not at a point in his life where he wants to get involved in a trench warfare that is going to just force him day after day into a nasty, miserable fight. Hakeem has a different problem. I mean, he would like to be a centrist. He knows he has to pay off the left. He gives things like this 8-hour and 40-minute speech filled with lies because he's trying to show he's militant and he's tough. But what he actually shows is that he is impotent, that he doesn't know the truth, and that he's not effective. So they're all hanging out there as sort of the remnants of the old order. They don't have the energy, they don't have the toughness, they don't have the vision. And the people who are emerging, the AOCs, the Mamdanis, in an odd kind of way, the oldest of the new order, the senator from Vermont, who...
Anyway, that's the new Democrat Party, is News 10. Oh, man, I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. Tuesday's Montana Talks, it might get a little Western around here. Our friend John Jackson, the Joker from X. You know, whenever he's with us on the show, it's the most unwoke hour of the week. He has taken the reins of Tuesday's Montana Talks. He'll be here for the full show, taking your phone calls and more. You know how the show rolls, though. You can call in. You can message us on the Montana Talks app and more. Tuesday's Montana Talks, John Jackson in the house.
Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
KDU.